emerge triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth, once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission from our studios here in London on this day, the 27th of November in the year of our Lord, 2013. The time now in London is approximately 5 minutes past 6 p.m. in the evening. It is the same minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, wherever you are, we welcome you. We say good morning, we say good afternoon, we say good evening, and we say good night to some of you. I am Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you are on this earth, we welcome you. Right across the 24 time zones, we are everywhere, from Japan in the east to the Bay of San Francisco in the West. We welcome all of you. This is an open platform. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We broadcast every evening, and you can join us by going to www.radiobiafra.co. You can join us by going to www.peopleofbiafra.org. You can join us by going to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We remain the only group answering to Biafra at the United Nations. Our name there is the indigenous people of Biafra. We are without fear before our enemies. We are incorruptible. We are whiter than white, and we are whiter than snow itself. That is why we cannot contemplate any retreat, neither can we even consider surrendering, because the fight we are fighting is a noble one. We are not going to take what doesn't belong to us. We are not asking for a piece of territory that isn't ours. All we are asking for is the right to be free as human beings with a bit of dignity, the same way we were before Frederick came. That is where we are seeking to return to create this sovereign state of Biafra under God and before man, where everybody will be equal, where everything will be done in the way it was meant to be done, with the strictest adherence to live and let live, which is that is where we come from. These are the people we are. We are the original people of God himself. We are the children of the light. Therefore, darkness cannot prevail over us. Barista Mamesu is with me. and so also is Karamonde. Before we proceed any further, we must advise everybody listening to Radio Biafra, make it a habit to text your friends, make it a habit to call them, make it a habit to inbox them, do whatever you can. Use WhatsApp, use BlackBerry, tell your friends that you're listening to Radio Biafra, ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co, ask them to please download the Radio Biafra app, ask them to also go to wherever they can find Radio Biafra on this very day, and they will be able to join us. Once again, we welcome all of you that this is your radio station, this is Radio Biafra, our daily transmission from our studios here in London. I am humbly required to announce to the whole world that Barrister Mamesu is with me, and so also is Carol Monday. I will start by going to Carol first. Carol, you will acknowledge our people. They are Biafrans in every country around this world. Please.
Yes, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to Biafrans worldwide. We say that because we reach out to all the world, no matter which time zone you're in. Every corner of the world, we find Biafrans. And good evening to tonight's broadcast. And also to add to your point about messaging your friends, you can Twitter your friends, because we've had such a good impact with the Twitter. Twitter your friends and tell them, you know, listen to Radio Biafra tonight. Okay, back to you, Director.
Thank you very, very much. That was Carol Monday. And also, Barrister Mamesu is with us. Barrister, you will acknowledge our people. They are everywhere around the world. Please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, fellow dear friends, our people, friends, and well wishers, and those who have the interest of Biafra staff. This evening is another day of our discussion, and of course, to talk about how to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. We hope you get your pen and paper, and please, when you call, remember to turn your radio or any device that you're listening to down before you can take the call. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. For those joining us for the very first time, we are the radio station projecting the voice of those who have been bombed, those who have been defeated, those who are being marginalized, those who are being deported, those who are being politically and economically disenfranchised. We are here to relate to the whole world, to announce to all the ends of the earth that we have a people called Biafrans, and that we are going to get our freedom. We are not going to plead with anybody. We are not going to beg anybody to get our freedom, because nobody pleaded with us. Nobody went to court before we were conquered. Therefore, we have no apologies to make to anybody. We just want to be free. Nigeria has a very simple choice, a very simple option. They should look at Somalia very well. You either do the right thing and be like former Yugoslavia, do the right thing and be like former Czechoslovakia, do the right thing and even be like Sudan or Ethiopia, as the case may be, when it still had Eritrea in it. Do the right thing and even be like Great Britain, where next year Scotland is being given the right to decide if they want to be part of this place or not. If you refuse to give us that option, if you refuse to do what is right, there will be calamity, there will be disaster, and you have yourselves to blame. You have stolen money, all of you. You have banked that money abroad. You have bought your private jets, willing to flee the country at a very short notice. Everybody under your command, all the illiterate soldiers under your command, all the illiterate policemen and women under your command, they will be the ones to suffer when you run away. Go to Somalia and see what is happening there. There is no Jupiter that will save the zoo. Nothing will save Nigeria from total disintegration. Come 2015, Nigeria must come to an end. We love the US very much. We don't want to disappoint them. They made a prediction that the zoo will come to an end, and we intend to fulfill that very pledge by our good friends, the United States of America. We are going to ensure that the zoo comes to an end. That is what we are going to do. On this radio station, using the offices of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, we are going to ensure that Biafra emerges on or before, as I say, the 1st of January 2016. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to bring you the news headlines and the accompanying news summary this very evening. Once again, the 27th of November in the year of our Lord, 2013, we are reporting on this very day, how terrorism tag on Boko Haram is now affecting Nigerians, those from the Zoological Republic, resident in the USA and beyond. We are also reporting that Goodluck Jonathan have been told by a group of people to start writing his handover notes as a group of them defect to APC. A group of PDP governors defect to APC. They are asking Jonathan to start writing his handover speech. Governor Amaechi and four other PDPs as well have now joined APC. The reason why we are reporting this is to bring to the attention of the world that the zoo is imminently collapsing. It's about to come to an end. So that is why we dwell on some of these things some of the time. The killing is continuing unabated. The body count is growing. We are reporting today that 40 people are dead, 5 injured in Plateau multiple attacks. We are also bringing to the attention of the world that the Radio Biafra Twitter campaign has been a marvelous success, that even the New York Times has taken note of what we are doing, and some other notable people all over the world are doing the same as well, that the tweeting that we are doing is reverberating, it is having the desired effect, and those people are getting in touch with us. This evening we will tell you live on air each and every person that has been contacted, because somebody wrote to me earlier and said a very important lady in the world was asking him, what do you want us to do for you? This evening, live on air, we will tell you what to say. It will be put up on Radio Biafra London Facebook page, where we advise you to keep adding your friends. We advise you to import your friends, invite them, drag them in by whatever means. That is the largest Facebook group in the whole of Africa. There are not two of them. Radio Biafra London is the largest in the whole of Africa. Very soon, we'll become the largest in the whole world. That is what we do. Anything we say here, we do it. We want to put Biafra at the forefront of the subconscious and the consciousness of mankind. And that is what we intend to do at this radio station. We just don't talk. We carry out our action the way we say we are going to do it. We don't deceive. We don't prevaricate. We don't look for one useless scam or the other claiming Biafra is going to come through this or that means. We are going to work hard together, and Biafra is going to come by virtue of the work that we put in. We are also reporting that Asared Okubo has been arrested in Cotonou, Benin Republic, where he went to go and develop business interest. This evening, because of what happened to Asared Okubo, I said it before that anybody fighting for their freedom, if you're based in the zoo, you will be compromised. I said it before. Once your headquarters is inside the zoo, you are finished. You will be bought over and you're finished. Asared Okubo was a militant. Today he is trying to build a university in Cotonou, and they've apprehended him. Obasanjo told Yorubas in Cotonou to arrest him, and they've arrested him to stop him, to incapacitate him. No longer a freedom fighter, but a university builder. Amazing. That is why, unless we get Biafra, there is no way we can be headquartered in the zoo. You will be compromised, you'll be bought over. APC will take you over. Go and ask them, they will tell you. This is Radio Biafra. I must go on to present the news in greater detail. Nigerians traveling to the United States of America will be affected by the country's recent tagging of the Islamic sect Boko Haram as a terrorist group. On November the 13th, the U.S. designated the sect and Ansaru militant groups as foreign terrorist organizations, with the State Department describing the move as an important step to help Nigeria root out violent extremism. A statement by the State Department said, "These designations are an important and appropriate step, but only one tool in what must be a comprehensive approach by the Nigerian government to counter these groups. It means that the U.S. justice system was now empowered to block all financial dealings or transactions between America and the organization." However, the influential U.S. think tank Council of Foreign Policy has said that the designation goes beyond blocking of the group's financial transactions. Reacting to the tag, the council, through former ambassador to Nigeria, Mr. John Campbell, said the response to Boko Haram and other jihadist insurgencies is shaping U.S. foreign policy towards Nigeria and the Sahel. But despite rhetoric to the contrary, the region remains a marginal U.S. priority. This is from Ambassador Campbell. The defunct Abubakar Kawu Baraje-led splinter group of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, which prior to Tuesday had in its fold the G7 governors, asked President Goodluck Jonathan to start writing his handover notes ahead of the 2015 presidential election. According to the group, in a statement signed by its National Publicity Secretary, Eze Chukwuemeka Eze, joining the APC, the opposition party was now the majority party in the country, while it said it tagged PDP as a minority party, adding, in the circumstances, President Goodluck Ebele Jonathan must now start writing his handover notes because his ambition to maneuver the party structures so as to get a third term in office in 2015 has suddenly collapsed. The zoo is coming to an end gradually. The lingering crisis of confidence between the People's Democratic Party PDP leadership and seven of its estranged governors reached a climax yesterday with the aggrieved governors formally defecting to the APC. But it was not all rosy for the G7 governors, as two of the governors, Babangida Aliyu of Niger State and his Jigawa counterpart Sule Lamido, disagreed with the other five on the timing of their defection. No fewer than 40 persons were yesterday killed by gunmen in four villages of Plateau State, but the Special Task Force STF in charge of security in the state confirmed that 37 persons died and five others were seriously injured during the multiple attacks in Bracken Ladi and Mangu local government areas. The injured are receiving treatment at various hospitals in the local governments. The villages affected are Tatu, Rawuru, Bok, Dorang. One of the survivors, Jock Cholom of Rawuru village, told a newspaper correspondent that the gunmen stormed the house of his relative at about 12:30 a.m. and killed him and his seven children. He lamented the security operatives in the area did not come to their aid during the attack. The village head of Tatu, Pam Giang Sok, who spoke to journalists, said the attack took place about 1 a.m. on Tuesday. The defunct Abubakar, no, we've read this very news before. We are going on to report today that the Twitter campaign launched by Radio Biafra through the indigenous people of Biafra was a resounding success all over the world. As journalists and very important political figures all over the world, we are busy contacting Biafrans through their Twitter to find out what they can do for Biafra. Prominent among those were the journalist for New York Times, who was asking, "What is it that you want me to do for Biafra?" which we are going to tell you live on air this very evening, what you are going to respond to all the people inquiring what they can do for Biafra. We want to thank everybody who has been associated with this very Twitter campaign. We want to thank Gozier, we want to thank Karomonde, Ikechukwu Enyago, and everybody that made this Twittering campaign a success. Also, Ritani Wog, for the way she sent around yesterday messages, imploring all of us to try and send Twitter messages. That goes to show that anything we behold on this very radio station goes to bear very positive fruit. That is the news we are presenting. And also this evening, by way of our talking point, we are asking, what actually is freedom fighting in Africa and in the zoo, and especially in Biafraland? What is freedom fighting as Asare Dokubo was arrested in Cotonou going to build a university, where his lawyer said he has business interest? This is a supposedly freedom fighter. This is somebody fighting for his people to be free from the clutches of multinational oil corporations, from the clutches of the Zoological Republic. What are you doing with business investments in Cotonou? I do not know. Only him can answer. Only him can answer. Obasanjo has now arranged for him to be arrested, so as to neutralize Jonathan, to neutralize his own military base in order to show him up for 2015. I said it before that Hausa Fulani people with the Yoruba conspirators are very good politicians and tacticians. They have done it. They have removed Asare Dokubo, thereby trying to neutralize the threat of the Niger Delta Volunteer Force in terms of supporting Goodluck Jonathan. That is the way they do. They are very clever people, but we are going to counter them. This is Radio Biafra. That is the news we are presenting today. And I must quickly go to Barrister Mamezu to give us his views and his opinions before I go to Carol Monday. Please, Barrister.
Yeah, thank you, Director, for the news. With this issue of Asare Dokubo arrested in Benin Republic, it's very, very amazing. I don't understand why a freedom fighter is now going for his business interest, as if he has secured what he was after, or at least what he was after is now done and dusted. So obviously, as we have always said on this Radio Biafra, once you left what you're pursuing and start looking for something else, your attention has been divided. So if he left the particular interest, which is to secure his people's freedom and their privilege and their benefits, and now he's looking after his own personal interest, well, I do not know the reason why he was arrested. Of course, if you know that he is a target, and Director, as you rightly say, once he's been in custody, Goodluck Jonathan is weakened. Obviously, he hasn't. They will use Asare Tokobo as a bargaining chip for Goodluck. Either you do this, or we'll kill this guy. And of course, you will not want the guy to be killed in his name. I don't know. We have to wait to get more information about the arrest of that guy. Now, the APC are telling Goodluck Jonathan to hand in his. This is funny.
It's pathetic.
Director, this is—it's not only pathetic. This is disgusting. The guy has not even finished. We are yet to step into 2014, and they're asking him to put in his resignation note in preparation for 2015. If God forbid, if I am in Jonathan's position, I will now declare Biafra Yoruba go. Our side should go. But this guy, unfortunately, I don't know how he sleeps, how he thinks, and the way he organizes himself. I've never seen a president all over the world who anybody will tell for him to resign before the time for his resignation. Obviously, they are pushing him. They want him to jump. So those who really want to take the zoo by force, regardless that it is expiring, in a few weeks' time, it's expiring. They want him to... Director, I don't know how to put this together, but it's unfortunate. We are, asking for what we are asking for.
Put it together in English. Anyhow you can put it together. It's laughable.
Director, it is. It is unfortunate that Goodluck Jonathan is not being, more or less, he's being heckled to get out of that seat. That's the other way you can put it. He's been heckled to get out of that seat before we pounce on you. And he's a president. There's no respect for this guy, even the little one he has. It's all gone. Why can't this guy declare Biafra and run away? I leave the rest for us. Let me stop so far, Director.
Thank you very much. You said you wanted the news in detail, and we shall read it. This is somebody that we obviously like very much because of what he said around Biafra. And we wanted this man to do very well. We were hoping that he will be there to educate his people, to enlighten them, that Biafra means well for everybody, that Biafra is for everybody, there is nothing for them to fear. Now they have isolated him, they have taken him out. The same way that they arrested Asare Dokobo in Cotonou, why didn't the authorities in Dubai arrest Obasanjo when he went there? Is Obasanjo telling me that Asare Dokobo stole more money than he did? This is the problem with people. The only other governor in a jail outside the zoo is Ibori. Is the British government telling me that they're not aware of Umaru Diko that was here? Not aware of all the money laundering, Tinubu and all the rest of them? You see, that is the conspiracy, barrister. They know that once the person comes from that Biafran territory, anybody can do whatever they like. That is why we keep telling them, without Biafra, you are nothing. That is why Godswill Akpabio and the few of them who are decent, honorable men must prevail upon Jonathan to use this opportunity to walk towards the resurrection of Biafra. That is only where you have dignity. Look at what Obasanjo planned. I'll read the news so that the whole world will hear it. It was Obasanjo's making. He planned it. Because Cotonou is full of duplicitous, conspiratory Yoruba people. They are there. On the Yoruba near, he called his own people, spoke Yoruba to them, and they arrested Asare Dokobo. Because he should have known. You don't do genuine freedom fighting from the zoo. Anybody based in Nigeria doing freedom fighting is a fraud. Go and check it. Before long, you become compromised. Once they hear your name, you will become compromised and join APC. That's what happens to them. Go and ask those who are fighting, who are running this race with, fighting, doing freedom fighting. Is it not the same group of APC, culture-loving people now? Where are they? Okorocha is coming out and asking the sitting president to leave. That is what you get when you dine with the devil. As one caller said on Radio Biafra, no matter how long the fork is, you are bound to be ensnared in it. I must read out this very news so that the world will know that this is Radio Biafra before I go to Karamonde. The leader of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, Alhaji Mujahid Dokobo Asare, was today arrested in Cotonou, Benin Republic. A statement by his lawyer, Festus Kiyamo, said Dokobo was picked up by the police between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. around the Lubelei roundabout and was taken to an unknown destination. The wealthy, listen very carefully, the wealthy freedom fighting. Hey, Chineke mara mara bele. The wealthy former barrister, do you want me to continue? He's a wealthy. I have never heard of a wealthy freedom fighter before. Only these people, himself and the Wasurike, wealthy former freedom fighters. Anyway, we must continue. The wealthy former militant reportedly opened a private university in the Benin Republic, the King Amachiri African University, that is preparing to start degree awarding programs in 2014. Is a freedom fighter. Hi, African people. We want to emphasize, the statement said, that Alhaji Dokobo Asare carries on legitimate business and has been living partly in Benin Republic for many years now. But he wants to save his people in the Niger Delta. I can't read this type of news. It's really annoying. Before people think we are part of them, that this is what we are going to do. No wonder it took us nearly 8 months to buy a transmitter. People think that everybody will be like them. Owasrike was based in the zoo at Okwe. Today he's compromised, collecting his own share of the loot. This one took his own money, Asare Dokobo. He ran to Benin Republic to go and try and save the money there. What have they done to him? He has gone to build a university. What happened to this man today? What happened to this man today? Yorubas have taken him. He has gone in. They intend to hold him there to take all this money and give to Yorubas. But that's what they do, even through Awolowo. Who else is there? Name them. Fighting at home. Freedom fighting my foot. You are fighting to go and negotiate with Nigeria to make money. Look at Hausa, Fulani people, Boko Haram. Despite all their faults, I still respect them for one thing that they do. They don't talk too much. They go ahead and they keep fighting. These ones are busy collecting peanuts and change, claiming, oh, Biafra is coming next week, Tuesday. It's coming next year. Oh, for one, crazy. We are on 25 stages. We are on 24 and a half. Lying. Look at this one, freedom fighter. Somebody said it on air that he is not a freedom fighter. Look at it. That's the proof. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra, even not from us, from you, the listeners, it invariably comes through. Carol Monday is with us. Carol, you will tell us what is happening to our Twitter campaign. Please, go ahead.
Twitter campaign. Yes, the media campaign is really working. Everything that the people's done has really worked. You come along with your internet radio, we went to Facebook, you've grown members, and now the Twitter campaign went out, and the Twitter campaign has had massive response. We've had world leaders, you know, contacting members and saying, you know, what's your plan? How can we help? Human Rights Now have asked for us to supply videos and, you know, documentation of the human rights that have been broken. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought there. But it's actually having such an incredible effect, and we mustn't stop and we mustn't relent. The next step is the radio. Biafra is upon us, really is upon us. And my biggest fear now is the fact that we need to be ready. The whole of the world, all of the groups, I've been talking to them today, individually, the coordinators. We really need to prepare. This is not an easy thing that we're doing. To raise Biafra is a world-changing industry. The next step will be the radio, and that again is something, you know, that Africa hasn't done. What we're doing is changing something that will change the whole of Africa, and I think the people need to understand that. You know, we've got through to all these leaders, but what's the next step? You know, are we really there? Are we ready? Are we able to fund this? Have we got enough to put in that masked yet to get the radio and everything. With the good luck, Jonathan, today, I was reading the news, that I had to comment about the news, actually. They're saying that they asked him for his hand over his speech, his goodbye notes. But that's what happens in the North. What happens if you're not a Muslim in the North and they want your property? They come in and they write to you and they say, right, you know, say your goodbyes and or write your prayers because you're going, you're leaving. And that is the same tactic that they've used with Good Luck Jonathan, which is amazing. And because what they do is they think ahead. They know exactly what their plan is and they will get it, regardless of what stands in their way. Nothing stands in their way. And that's why they're taking everything they got. And that's what they did. They're telling Good Luck Jonathan to get out because they know he's going. Because they know that it's seeping their way through into all of parliamentaries in the south and the south and the southeast. This is what they did with APC, and now they're spreading their governors, PDP, going in into other parties, etc. And that's what will happen. And the US, we know, has made Boko Haram a terrorist sect, and it's it, and how it will affect the Nigerians. Do you know that the UK already has that same sect as a terrorist sect? It has already been identified. An-Nusra is the official name of Boko Haram, and Boko Haram is just a tag that goes on to it. It's a really long name, An-Nusra Jihad, broken Jihad laws or whatever it is. But that has already been registered with the UK. So in the same way it affects the US, it will affect the UK as well. And it's gonna cause more problems. They're gonna use it against you with regards to, coming into the country. You know, if you're coming into the country in a Nigerian passport, it's gonna be harder for you if you're a Nigerian resident. Good for you because of this, because they're not separating, and you're not Boko Haram. We need to make that separate. Barafrans are Barafra. If you say you're a Nigerian, then you're Nigerian. If anybody asks you, you're a Barafran. You go in your countries and you say, I'm a Barafran by nationality. I don't have a green passport. I'm a Barafran. Back to you, Direct, on that.
Thank you very much. You said something here, and when you say something, you provide evidence. Well, who are these human rights people asking us to supply a video? I think Eberu Densi wrote to, can't inbox me on Facebook. He's saying here that I think somebody wrote back to him. I think we tweeted Human Rights Channel at YT Human Rights. Is that correct? And also at C Kogu. I can't pronounce the name. And the person responded and said, thanks for your tweet. Could you provide any links to videos related to human rights abuse of the Biafra people? This is from the Human Rights Channel. So everybody with any type of video, wherever they may be, about the human rights, we must forward it to them. And we must coordinate it. Please inbox Karomonde, inbox Iketukwe Nyago. Anything you have depicting human rights violations in the zoo, we must send this to these people. Thank you also, Stanley Silvanos, who wrote in to say that I think a very powerful member of the Swedish Parliament wrote back and said, we asked her to raise the issue of Biafra in the Swedish Parliament, and she wrote back. Her name is Charlotte. I don't know what her surname. I think is it Charlotte Austin? I don't know what her name is. She wrote back to say that I will let the Africa unit at Swedish MFA know about your campaign. So our Twitter campaign is gathering momentum. It is doing what it's intended to do. It is informing people. It's educating them. It's enlightening them on what we are doing. And we must continue. We must continue what we are doing until Biafra comes. We are not going to relent. That is why you must continue to support this radio station. Regardless of what our detractors, the enemies say, these are APC people. Regardless of what they say, you must continue to support Radio Biafra. Because here, when we do something, you see the result of it instantly. We don't mess about, we don't faff around, we don't dine with the enemies, we don't have our headquarters in Biafra land or in Nigeria, making it possible for us to be compromised. We are not asking for that, and we can never be. Barrister Mames is with us, please. Barrister, what do you make of what we are presenting this very evening, please, especially in relation to Dokubo? Can you hear me? Barrister, you cannot hear me. You cannot hear me. We are going straight to the lines immediately. That our lines are open. The number to call, please, is +44 78 31 308 376. I repeat, +44 78 31 308 376. And also, our Skype line is open. Even the ones for the coordinators are also open. And this is Radio Biafra. On an evening, we are reporting that Asare Dokubo was arrested somewhere in Benin Republic. He went to open a university And that is a freedom fighter that went to open a university. A freedom fighter went to open a university. What in the name of Christ is happening? What is going on? Freedom fighter. Why is it that freedom fighters based in Nigeria are always compromised? Those that claim they're seeking the peace to dialogue, to look for dialogue. Look at Boko Haram, they're not dialoguing. They are fighting until they get what they want. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Director, remember, Sare Dokobo predicted his arrest. And he says, if ever he is arrested, that Nigeria should wait and see what comes after them. His arrest will not keep quiet the Biafran people, and in particular, the people of Delta area, which is the people we call the Ijaws. It will not keep them quiet because they are already situated. They already have a plan to which they operate on. It's like somebody saying, Basima Mezu has been arrested. It will not stop the movement of Radio Biafra in struggle for the restoration of Biafra. Director has been arrested does not stop Radio Biafra to collapse. It will not. Obasanjo, they might arrest this guy, but it will not stop the movement of those who are trying to remove that Jew from their own land. We've said this many times. Obasanjo and his people, they've acquired enough wealth. Even when Fela was around, Fela used to shout and point hands on Obasanjo for looting and stealing oil money right from 1976. Up to today, Obasanjo is still there, directing and moving and rolling and correcting things. His own time will come. He has arrested Dokubo. That will not be the end of it. You will see what will happen. We'll hear the story here on Radio Biafra. Since the northern Yoruba, Hausa Fulani are planning to hijack Nigeria. They can go and hijack Nigeria in their own name, Yoruba and Hausa name, for much we care. Biafra should be left and left alone. And we said we've had enough of all this rubbish, all this looting of our money, trying to sell Nigerian house in New York, trying to sell our oil wealth. It's enough. They better go now, because what is coming ahead of them will engulf all of them. They'll be able to go scot-free. Because each time, them and those who are supporting them will hijack whatever is left in that land. But enough is enough, because time is coming very soon. The people that own the land are saying no more. And they meant it this time. 67 has gone. This is 21st century. This is a war of wisdom, technology. No longer Ubunigbe and all the rest of it. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. But what you fail to understand is, what is a freedom fighter doing building universities? He should be buying bombs and guns and bullets, not going to build university. What are you doing building university in another land when you're claiming your people are impoverished? Why didn't he build that university in his village where he comes from? What is wrong with our people that we are inconsistent? Oh, for goodness sake. Why can't a man stand up and say something and die on what he believes in? What is all these changes for? Why are you changing? Why are you building university in Cotonou? What for? As a freedom fighter. What for? Oh, my God.
Director, you see, what I want to say on that area, how can Asare Dokubo criticize the people who are looting money and sending it abroad?
Exactly.
When he himself has now joined them, that university, if he builds it in Biafra land, wouldn't they applaud him? Wouldn't they clap for him? And now he's gone to Yoruba land. Why wouldn't they arrest him?
It's amazing. This type of thing is not good. I don't like it. People must be consistent. That is why I said to them that if you're doing freedom fighting, you cannot be based in Nigeria. They are saying, oh, we are registered at this place, registered with Nigeria. What do you seriously think? That Nigeria will come one day and say, hey, you come here. This is your freedom. Do we reason like human beings? Do we reason like human beings at all? I keep asking. They are there. They frustrate you, jail you, and then they bribe you, and you go and start looking for investing somewhere you're going to build and buy. in another person's land. Inexcusable. Inexcusable. That is fraud. They are perpetrating fraud on ordinary people. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. You can call us on +44 78 31 308 376. I repeat, +44 78 31 308 376. Let us go to the line and see who is there. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Who is speaking and what is your name? Where are you calling from?
Edozo speaking.
What is your full name, your name and your surname?
Edozo Emmanuel.
Are you reluctant to give us your name? This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to the phone and see who is there. When they are serious to give us, they think it's a joke. They're killing them. They think you can come online and be joking. We are not here to joke. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Mark Oshukunsan. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden. Stop. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I was told about this session today, and I'm listening to your conversation.
Yes, turn your system down. Turn it down, please. Turn it down, sir, because it's interfering with us. Turn it down.
Is it okay now?
It's okay now. Please go ahead.
So,
thank you. Can you speak English, please? Because there are people who don't understand Igbo who are listening. We are serving nearly 3 million people. Please go ahead.
Okay. Because I was just reading on news that Farid Okubo was arrested 17 hours ago or so, where he went to build a university in Cotonou. Some of us believe that he's a freedom fighter, but if you're a freedom fighter, you should not make such a mistake. But he was just a businessman who is pursuing to equality from the north and get himself rich. He was imposed there just to make troubles in order to gain popularity. So when we talk about freedom fighters, we should look at people who humbly devote their lives to the cause, not just someone who makes noises and gets us right. And talk to me.
No. Go ahead. Are you supporting the fact that he went to build a university?
My main concern is that he's not supposed to even be a topic, because for him to go to another country to build a university, which was what he fought for, or what he claimed he was fighting for, disqualifying him from being a freedom fighter.
Thank you very much. That's what I wanted to know. I like people who are consistent. If you're doing freedom fighting, you focus on freedom fighting. When you win freedom for your people, all these luxuries will come. Anything you want will be given to you. Why are you taking money? You have not finished your freedom fighting. You've negotiated the lives of your people away. You pay a few.
For him to be a freedom fighter, how did he get the money he went to the university for? Where did he get it?
It's from the amnesty deal. People forget, oh, there is oil at our mama, oil at Ebema. They forget we have oil at Opa. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra, and also invite your friends to listen to us. If you are in Sweden, you go and join us in Sweden. You go to Facebook and type in Biafrans in Sweden. You'll find them, and then you can be able to join them. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct from London with the time now standing at approximately 14 minutes to 7 p.m. here, or 14 minutes to 8 in Biafraland. Let us go and take this call from Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, you are on to the whole world. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
I am Nandi Obodechi.
Obodeji.
Yeah, the coordinator of Biafran people in Greece.
And where do you come from in Biafra land, your village?
No, I'm calling from Greece.
I know. Where do you come from? What is the name of your village?
Okay. Ihiala, local government. In Ihiala. I want to say something about Asare Dokubo. That will show us that the kind of area we are since we are born. Yeah, Ihiala.
You're listening, Obodeji. You're listening to your system and you're talking to me. So there is a delay. Don't listen to your system. Speak to me via Skype only, please, if you may.
Yeah.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Your name and where you are.
I'm Edozie, calling from Delta State.
Where in Delta State are you?
Warrior to Efru Warrior.
Warrior? Please go ahead. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Okay. My question is that the way we people are handling this Biafra, is it also something that we can at least, if it is a sacrifice that we need to, this is the option, why can't we not do it?
How can we do sacrifice without ammunition? How can we do sacrifice without telling the world about what we are doing? How can you do sacrifice without informing the world and winning the moral case that you're pursuing? We are going to come to that. It's one phase after another. Before you cook soup, don't you go to stream and fetch water? You go to market, you buy the ingredients, then you begin to prepare it.
Yeah,
that's how it is done.
Yeah.
One step at a time. Now that governments of the world are talking about us, we are asking them to do things and they're doing it. There is a very interesting tweet I'm going to read in a minute. You are from Warri, is that correct?
Yeah.
Do you believe in Biafra?
Very, very well.
Thank you very much. That is confirmation that we have people that believe in what we are doing from everywhere. Everywhere in Biafra land, because in Biafra land, all men are created equal. Everybody is equal before God and before the law. Thank you very much. That time is coming. And when that time comes, we'll call upon you to come and serve your country.
I would like to volunteer myself for it.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. That's a caller from Warri. That is very nice of you. We welcome your call. Let us go to the phone line and take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Nandi. And good evening, my fellow Biafrans. My name is Tiko, calling from Coventry.
From Coventry. Please, can you tell us where you come from in Biafra land, please? Your village.
Sorry?
Your village. Where do you come from in Biafra land? Maybe Sepota?
Nobi. Nobi, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. Go ahead. Nobi, go ahead.
Director, I'm newly coordinating Coventry West Midland with 7-man members.
You are coordinating Coventry in the Midlands with
yes.
7 already. That is wonderful news. That is very good news.
So much, Director, for the good job you're doing for the freedom of Biafran. And also, I want to use this opportunity to inform the Coventry members. And those who want to join, both in Coventry and all West Midlands, that our team will hold on Saturday, 30th November, at number 58 5 Gospel Street, Coventry. Our postcode is CB15DZ. Please, anybody who is interested should call Mr. Chico on this phone number, 079-3941-3071. Again, 079-3941-3071. For more information on how to get to the meeting destination. Director, I have nothing much to say at the first time, but just to thank you so much for the wonderful job you are doing, not only for yourself, for the people of Biafra. May God bless you and also bless Kyle Monde and my fellow members. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was our coordinator calling from Coventry. And we welcome him and what they are doing. Even our coordinator here in the UK is doing exceptionally well. Onyeka is doing fabulously well here in the UK. That is what we want to see. You decentralize power, you give responsibilities to people, and then watch what will happen, because we are hardworking people and we are the children of God. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to Skype to take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Ebu Director.
Yes, my dear brother, give us your name, where you are, and your village in Biafra land, please.
Yeah, Igwe Bike Zudu calling from Indonesia. PPRO, Indonesian Biafra family in Indonesia.
Thank you very much. And where do you come from in Biafra land, your village?
I'm from Enugu State, from Weli in Enugu State.
You are welcome to the program. Please go ahead. Government
area.
Go ahead.
Ebu, I am very, very happy to speak to you once again this evening. Although it pained my heart that getting to 2 weeks, I've been calling on phone and on Skype, and you have not been picking my call. So all the contributions I had wanted to make have just gone, but it's still well. My people, Sino Sita Kadewa Manodi Walbo.
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank all the Biafrans that are listening to me, and also to thank you for your work, your marvelous work. I'm very, very happy to hear your voice. Each time I hear your voice, it gives me joy that even though everybody failed, there is still one person, and I assure you that I'm with you.
Thank you.
So, to start with, I'm encouraging the, because the recent time I spoke with some of the Biafrans here, we go to evangelism to our people. I spoke to a few people and they said they used to listen to Radio Biafra. I want to give my number on the air again, that if you are a Biafran in Indonesia, you are listening to this radio station, you should pick this number and join your family and join your kindred here, so that united we can stand. My number is 02199702060. The PRO. Our meeting will hold on 1st of December.
Yes.
So if you are listening to my voice, please call and join us so that we can make it together. Then my contribution once again about Asari Dokubo. I hope that good Lord Jonathan is listening to this, to my voice right now. Our people in our adage that says, Okwa. Yana again, yana fukesi ahuwa, okuko no kesi ahuwa okwa. Then no talk, okay, she dia mobu, no take your time. I hope that good Lord Jonathan is listening to my voice, that he should use this opportunity and split that country, so that Fulani people will stay on their own and Biafra will be free. If he don't listen to this advice, they have arrested Asari. The full Yoruba people have arrested Asari, our brother. He should learn a lesson from this. And if he don't learn this lesson, it's going to be terrible. It's better he learn this lesson than to wait for another thing to happen, for the story to change. He should learn this lesson. What happened to Asari is not because he is Asari, but because of where he come from and who he is supporting. He should learn this lesson and divide that country with this opportunity. This is the time, and there is no any other time. That is my contribution. Thank you to all the Biafrans and the director and the editorial board of Radio Biafra. I am very, very glad for what you are doing, and I pray that the living God will strengthen you and help to organize us. I pray that the Biafra in Indonesia, they will join this struggle, because they are Biafran, they have no any other country, and we cannot continue to be in this perpetual slavery. If you go there, they will pursue you. Go to US, go to India, they kill you. Go to US, they deport you. Go to different places, we have different kind of problem. We cannot continue this way. We have to join hands together and build our country. Thank you so much, Director.
Thank you.
And all the leaders.
Thank you very much. You've spoken very well from Indonesia. That goes to show that we are listened to all over the world. We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director. This is Samuel Okoli from Manchester.
Good evening.
I'm calling to give the announcement instructed to me by our coordinator here in Manchester, Mr. Odilimo Loku.
Yes.
It's to remind our people around Manchester of the meeting that is going to come up on 29th of November, this Friday actually, and time is 5 o'clock. Venue is Moorside Leisure Center, Moorside Lane East, Moorside Leisure Center, and the postcode if you're driving is M15 5NN. I repeat, postcode if you're driving is M15 5NN. Direction, if you're using a bus from Piccadilly, you can catch the bus number 105 or 101 going to Moorside area. Actually, you would drop at the Asda. The Asda on Princess Road.
Yes, but you will not, hold on a second. We are telling the caller on Skype to wait. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. You are next. We come to the caller on Skype next. Stay where you are. Sam Okoli, why don't you put this particular advert on Radio Biafra London and also put it on Biafrans in the UK? All you need to come on air and say is, can our people please go to Biafrans in the United Kingdom on Facebook? You will see the address there. And then just give us a telephone number to call if there's anything we need to find out further.
Okay. Do you want me to give the telephone number, the contact number?
Yeah, give the contact number.
Okay. This is actually for our coordinator here, Mr. Odile Moloku. The phone number is 0782-743-4649. I repeat, 0782-743-4649. That's Mr. Audley Moloku in Manchester.
Thank you very much. Right, we are happy with what is happening in the UK. Coventry is up and running. So also is Manchester. We are hoping for people to step forward in Exeter. We have somebody there. We want people to step forward in Scotland also, and also parts of Wales as well as Northern Ireland. Thank you very much. This work must continue. We are going to Skype now. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, we promise we'll come to you, and we are with you.
Hello?
Yes, please turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
He's down already.
Good. Give us your name, where you are, and your village, please.
Hello?
He's down already.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm here, Asinobi. I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy. Thank you very much. What would you like to say? Where do you come from in Biafra land? Where do you come from? Your village.
I'm calling from Italy. Thank you very much. What would you like to say? Where do you come from in Biafra land?
Okay, I'm from Imo State.
Yeah, stop listening to the radio. Talk to me via Skype only because there's a delay.
Hello?
Oh my goodness. They don't get it. I don't understand. How else can we explain this thing? I don't know how to explain it. If you call Radio Biafra, please turn your system down. You cannot be talking to us and hoping to also hear your voice via your system. It makes a mockery of the whole thing we are doing. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello? Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Chukwu Jogi. I'm calling from South Africa. I'm from Anambra State in the Benue local government.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is I thank you very much for good work that you are doing for our people.
Thank
and
you.
I thank all the Africans all over the world for the support they are giving to you for this our struggle. And I believe Almighty God, Chukwu Abiyama, will lead us through in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Director,
yes.
There is information that I made on the Facebook, and I think to come on Monday, because there is a lot of people, maybe I don't know if they are trying our number to know what if Radio Biafra is on, or if they want to know whether the Radio Biafra is still working, or if they want to know whether Radio Biafra is still existing. I don't know. There's a lot of them. So what I'm trying to say is that whoever that calls Radio Biafra, make sure that you ask the person his name or her name and where they calling from and where is he from in Biafra land. And make sure the person, make sure his full name and his own name. Some people will just call Radio Biafra and when you ask them, who are you calling from, where is their name, what is their name, they're saying rubbish. So those people are the enemy of Radio Biafra. They are the enemy of Biafran people. Because not everyone that's speaking Igbo is a Biafra. Biafra is from the earth.
That is true.
So what I want to say is that whoever that called Radio Biafra, make sure you ask the person, where did you come from in Biafra land, to know exactly what the person is saying. Or those people that learn how to speak Igbo, they can mention one name or the other. Because we are speaking English on this Radio Biafra. A lot of people will be calling, but very, very soon, I believe Radio Biafra will be having an Igbo program took out so that for us to know who is who, and who is supporting us, and who is against us.
Yes.
That's what I want to contribute. And the second one is that we are in South Africa, this coming Sunday, we're having our general meeting here in the Brabant session. For those people that live in the Brabant area, Benoni, Bosberg, and the Springs. And I want to tell them, to remind them, for those people that have given us donation last time, and they never paid what they donated to us, so that when they are coming, for them to get it in mind, that you will need the money so that you can post it to the Radio Biafra, because Radio Biafra needs a lot of work to do, and they need money. So that why I'm saying this, that for those that are living in this area, hearing my voice this night, to get it in mind, when they are coming on Sunday, let them come with their pledges. Thank you very much, director.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. Thank you very, very much. Let us go to Skype once again. The caller on Skype, please, once again, your name and where you are. Speak to us via
I'm
Skype, not your
system.
Okay. On Skype, please, once again, your name and where you are. Oh, my goodness, me. I can still hear it on the background. Unbelievable. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Able director, good afternoon. This is Ines Osinna Chupu Obin, calling from the United States.
You're calling from the US, yes.
I'm from Isuch, Abia State.
Isuch, Ndioma. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I just want to use this medium to congratulate you guys on what you're doing and then to also make a quick note of my observation. I have always followed the program. That is where I will start. But the note I want to make is I would like you to instruct our callers not to call Radio Biafra to advertise their meetings. Another avenue of advertising the meetings should be created. Radio Biafra is educative. Radio Biafra is a place where views and opinion are being adhered to the highest order. So I do not believe it should be a medium of telling us, call my number. So this is my own personal opinion. and I wish it is being adhered to. Thank you very much.
Thank you. But what is your opinion? How do you think we can do it? How do you think, if we stop people announcing meetings on the air, how do you want us to do it? How?
There is something you said initially. You said one could go to, through the Facebook or the mail.
Yes.
All the members, if you are a Radio Biafra member, a member having a meeting, you should be able to have other avenue. There are certain things I do believe that should not be on the air. Like I said, it should be educative. It should be a persuasive program to the listeners. So it shouldn't be a place where certain thing. It's not a child's play. Personally, if I could give up my time to listen to such a program, so it shouldn't be a child's play. It shouldn't look like a child play. It should be a place where matured minds come up with opinions. So that, in fact, the educative aspect of it and the persuasive aspect of it and what it goes ahead doing in the minds of the real Biafrans is what matters. Yes. So the numbers are that. There are other means. The moment you are a bona fide member, I do believe there should be other avenue, which of course you made mention before. That is all I could say for now.
Thank you very much. It's a very good advice. We'll try and incorporate that. Thank you. You must continue. Which part of the US are you in again?
I'm in New York.
You're in New York. Okay. You must continue to spread the message about Radio Biafra. We are going to the line. We are going to the coordinator's line this time around with the time standing at 8 minutes past 7 p.m. here and 8 minutes past 8 in Biafra land. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
This is Oscar. This is Oscar Chukwuma calling from Sweden, the new coordinator of Sweden.
The new coordinator for Sweden. Where do you come from in Biafra land, please?
I come from Achala in Oka North Local Government in Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to thank every Radio Biafra coordinators, every Biafra listening to me this evening. I want to thank the Auditorial Board of Radio Biafra, the people who make this day, who make this dream that we are going to achieve to come true for people to know that we, as Biafran, have the right to speak our mind. And I also want to thank everyone. In fact, I want to thank all the coordinators for the warmly welcome they have welcomed me today, for being the new coordinator in Sweden. And I tell them that I will not disappoint them. I will work hard to see that the Sweden people will come up and march forward and see that we are doing like others, like our people in Malaysia. And I will try all my best to bring up Sweden, to keep them moving ahead. And also I want to thank all the coordinators that I am very appreciated. I feel welcome the way they welcome me today through Facebook, through Skype, and through all sorts of media. I thank them very much. And also want to thank all the Swedish people that is listening to me this hour, that this is the time all of us should wake up and join our people for this struggle. This is the time. Anybody that is listening, please take your pen and write that Biafran is at hand and we are going to rise up today to take it, because we will not be sleeping. This is the time all of us should get up and do something for our country to be actualized. And I want to also say that this work I have taken over, that I will not disappoint the Biafran people. And I hope that my people who I'm working with will also support me and give me the morale to move forward, so that our dream will be achieved. And also I want to thank you, Nani Kalu. You are doing a marvelous job. Keep it up. I love Biafran. I want to die for Biafran. And I want to see that Biafran actualize, come from in my own time. And I want to thank everybody listening today that whatever you contribute have not gone in vain. Whatever you contribute for this struggle, we gain it. If you did not gain it, your children will still gain it. So I thank everybody. Please come out and do something for your country. I don't have much to say, but in time coming, I will be contributing, saying my own opinion. And then Nanikano, continue to do your work. Imam Mezu, I love your voice. Whenever I hear your voice, I feel like I have landed. Karumonde, I thank you very much. Coordinator of all coordinators, Ike Chukwenyagu, you are doing a marvelous job. And all the editorial board, please keep on your flag flying.
Thank you very much.
And for the time came, we all will rejoice to go back to our land, Biafran land. I thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. We welcome that, your appointment as our new coordinator. We are also remaining on the coordinator's line. Please give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Is working according
Hello?
To the system.
Yeah, coordinator. It's Cyril DK from South Africa, the coordinator of South Africa.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate the great work you are doing. Thank you, sir. I've not been calling in for a while now because of, you know, some certain reasons, which I will let you know later. Thank you, sir. The number one, sir, what I want to let you know is that I want to know, actually, because I'm speaking to, you know, our members in South Africa, because you can hear one calling, the other time you hear another person is calling, and next time you hear another one is calling, the way they are doing. I want you to ask them if they are, you know, if they are doing what they're supposed to do. It's not about having meetings. You know, now somebody have already called that, you know, there'll be a meeting. You know, they have already put it in, they have already put their, you know, their notice in Karamonde and, you know, their friends in London, you know, page. Ask that person, did he, you know, put that advert on their friends in South Africa? You know, did I know anything about it? He cannot generalize everything that is South Africa, you know, dear friends in South Africa, we're having a meeting. Which chapter that person is calling from? We need to know. Understand? Is he responsible to the general coordinator? Is it responsible when we tell that person to do something? Is he doing it? You know, that is what we are talking about. This thing we are talking right now is causing a lot of, you know, a big havoc, because I'm not happy about the whole thing, the way things is running. We have a structure in South Africa whereby you have that meeting, you report to your senior, you know, your secretary, you know, the general secretary. This general secretary need to report to the, you know, the general coordinator. We need to, you know, to send to our zonal coordinator in the report. That thing is not coming. Every day, somebody said that they are having a meeting. I want to know, what are they discussing when they go for this meeting?
I'm asking you is that you are the overall coordinator for South Africa. How many subgroups do you have working underneath you? How many other people are working beneath you? That's what I want to know.
Okay, really, we have, you know, two for now. You know, we're going to open another one soon, you know, the one in Mpumalanga. I've already communicated with the person, you know, he's coming for a meeting, you know, this, you know, Saturday. So we need to have a meeting with him, you know, more or less like a month or 2 weeks, you know, because we always have a meeting every Sunday, you know. So he said that he really assured me that he's coming this Sunday. So for now, we have two that is running, you know, the one in Pretoria and the one in Brabant.
So there is not one in Johannesburg, is that what you're saying?
The one we are coordinating, the central one, yeah, which is three, yeah.
It's three, so you're the one in Johannesburg. Okay. Now, what we need to do is, you raise a very important point, which is that everything, regardless of how many subgroups you have, we would not expect somebody from Manchester to call a meeting without going through our UK coordinator, or somebody from Coventry to do that. You always need to interact. We always have to be talking to one another and interacting. And because we want to use the time we spend on the air to deal with the issues of Biafra, to educate, to enlighten, to spread the message of Biafra to the whole world rather than resolving all these issues. If need be, Ike Chukwuenyago we'll be able to organize a meeting which I can chair myself to iron some of these things out, so that we don't bring it to the air sometimes, because there are people listening to us and they want to hear what Biafra is all about. Today we tweeted and a lot of government officials are listening to us. They are listening to us.
Yes,
there will be
sir.
A place and time for us to talk
yes,
about. What you said is very, very correct. What we must announce to our people is that whichever country that you're in, you don't do anything without informing your coordinator. I wouldn't expect people in Europe to do anything without informing Evangelist Barnabas and our sister Ngozi Madi. Same thing in the US. Nobody does anything without informing Clifford Iranya and the rest of them. So that is how it needs to be. That is how it's going to be. If you're in Africa, before you do anything, make sure that Rita Nebog is aware of what you're doing. In fact, I'm sure that even Rita should be bringing this type of complaint to us. You should be talking to Rita Nebog, who will speak to Ikechukwu and then bring it to our attention. But thank you very much for raising it. It is very, very important, and we accept it. We have calls from all over the place, and both
okay.
on all three. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. There are calls from all over the place, and we have people calling us. Let us go and take the call on the phone. Those on Skype should stay where they are. If you're on Skype, remain where you are. Let us take this call on the phone. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my name is
Your line is not clear. You're calling us from the zoo. Your line is not clear.
I said, is it Radio Biafra?
Yeah, it's clear now. This is Radio Orlando. Biafra, yes. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead. Live transmission to the world.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My name is Obinayoke. I'm calling from Congo.
You're calling from where?
Congo Kinshasa.
You're calling from
Congo Kinshasa.
From Congo Kinshasa. Which village do you come from in Biafra yes. land? What is your village in Biafra land?
I'm from Abia State, Umu local government.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I just want to know whether this number, because we had meeting today in DRC, Congo. So I just want to know whether this is your number.
This is the number for Radio Biafra. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I'm happy to hear from you again. But I've been looking for a way to contact you, but I couldn't make it. But now that I have the contact, I'm very happy for that.
You're calling from Congo, Kinshasa. You know that this is live broadcast, that your voice is going out to the whole world. You know that?
Yes, I'm calling from Congo, Kinshasa.
I know that we are live on air. Your voice is going out to the whole world. Is there anything you want to tell us? We are on live broadcast.
Yes, I know. So what about the transmitter? I have been working about it.
We have bought the transmitter, but we still need to send it home and build our mast and install it. We have the transmitter, yes. Very expensive equipment, but we've bought it. We need to transport it, and we also need to build a mast. Those are the things that we're waiting for. That is why the help of everybody must come. It's just like the Twitter. There are people wanted to slacken yesterday to stop tweeting. And then we tweeted yesterday, and people now know that we are serious, because we've tweeted 3 times in a row. These governments now know that we are serious. They're now asking about Biafra, which we're going to run an update on later on. Thank you very much, my dear brother, for calling from Congo, Kinshasa. Thank you very, very much. I've lost one of the lines. We must go to resume. I think Ikechukwu is waiting for us. Let us go and see if he is there and take his call before we continue on Skype. People shouldn't despair. We are going to take all your calls this evening. We are also with Barrister Mamezu. What happened? Ikechukwu, can you hear me? What is going on? Can you hear me? Ikechukwu, can you hear me? Ikechukwu, can you hear me? No, I don't think he can. I don't think he can hear me. I don't know why that is the case. He cannot hear me. I will go back to him later on. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please, and your village as well. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, on coordinator's line, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. Let's go back to Ikechukwu and see if he can hear me. Ikechukwu, can you hear me at all? Ikechukwu, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Some people are saying they cannot hear our voice, which is very strange. Everything is okay here, please. Can we get confirmation? Gozier is saying he cannot receive Radio Biafra. We need confirmation, please, that everything is okay. We need confirmation. Ikechukwu, can you hear me? No, he cannot hear me. Ikechukwu cannot. Ikechukwu, can you hear me? No, no, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. I don't know what is going on. I need some confirmation to know if we are online or not. I need to know if we are streaming okay or not, or if we've been sabotaged. I need to know that. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? What is going on? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please, your name and where you are, please. Speak up.
Oh, good evening, dear friends all over the world. Yeah, hello, good evening.
I don't know what is happening. Let's try. Let's go to the line once again and see. Let's go to the phone line and see what is happening. Give us your name and where
hello?
You are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Nandi.
At last. Please, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Nandi.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Go ahead. I can hear you very well.
Yes, I can hear you. This is Izuchukwu Debi. I'm calling from India.
From
I'm
India?
From Anambra State. From Agolo.
Agolo. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you clear, Nandi. I can hear you very clear. Very, very clear.
Then go ahead and say what you want to say, please. Go ahead and say what you want to say. They are listening via their radio. I don't understand it. But that is what we have to live with. I don't know what is happening. I do not know what is happening. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, director.
Yes, what is going on? Why is no one picking up from the coordinator's line? What is going on? I'm saying
I don't know. I just
from coordinators and no one is saying anything.
Yeah, because my coordinator gave me the address, so that's where I'm calling from.
It's please
the,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I want to thank you, director, and Uchemefo and Barrister Mamezu.
And where are you
for
calling
the good
from? What's giving us your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is Emerike Osuala Chizoba.
And where are you calling from?
Calling from Spain, Barcelona precisely.
From Spain, Barcelona, Spain. And where is your village in Biafra land? Where do you come from?
I'm from Olu, Imo State.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm using this opportunity to thank you, director, personally for what you've been doing and what you are about to do more. I say may God bless you and
thank you. Thank you.
So what I'm trying to say is that because this week on Saturday we'll be having our meeting here in Barcelona. So please, I'm using this opportunity to tell all our brothers who is living around here to please make it. Because we've been telling a lot of people about this project, but they are lacking behind. But today I met a lot of people. I tell them, so they promised me that they will come to our meeting this Saturday. So I asked them to listen to the radio today. So I'm using this opportunity also to tell them to please, as they are hearing my voice, please they should try to come on Saturday. To a meeting. Maybe if they don't know the place, they should call the coordinator with the number I gave them, or maybe I will give the number again so they will understand me very well. The number is 632-785-047. Please, the time is 5 o'clock. We should all be around. At least 5 o'clock. As we come early, we go early. It's just nothing, just to talk about how we move forward. That's all. Thank you, director, for giving me the opportunity. You know, today is my first time. That's why it's a bit hard for me. But
that's okay.
Keep
that's
the
okay. Good. That's no problem at all. Thank you very much for that. For that very update. But we need to work on how we are going to make it possible for us to announce our meetings in a different way. I'm going back to see who is on hold and who isn't. No, Ikechukwu isn't here. I can't find him. I don't know who else. No, there are just a few people. And they must wait because I'm going to Barrister Mamezu. Barrister Mamezu must give us a clearer understanding of what is happening in respect of the news headlines we are presenting today. But before I go to Barrister Mamezu to address us or to speak to us for us to hear his voice, I must do a recap of the news that we are presenting today. We are letting you know that the leader of the Niger Delta Volunteer Force, Alhaji Mujahid Dokobo Asare, was arrested in Cotonou. A statement by his lawyer, Festus Keyamo, said Dokobo was picked up by the police between 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. around the Lubeleyi roundabout and taken to an unknown destination. The wealthy former militant reportedly opened a private university in the Benin Republic. The name of the university is King Amachiri African University. This place is preparing to start awarding degrees in 2014. Unbelievable. Freedom fighter. Barrister Hope, you're with me. Let me finish this recap, please. The defunct Abubakar Kawu Barajel-led splinter group of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, which prior to Tuesday had its foe, the G7 governors, asked President Goodluck Jonathan to start writing his handover note ahead of the 2015 presidential election. APC are trying to take over. The crisis between the PDP leadership and its estranged governors reached a climax with their grieved governors formally defecting to APC. They are defecting to the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram Party. No fewer than 40 persons were yesterday killed by gunmen in four villages of Plateau State, but the Special Task Force STF in charge of security in the state confirmed that 37 persons died and 5 others were seriously injured during the multiple attacks in Bracken Ladi and Mangu local government areas. Nigeria is collapsing, is falling apart, people are dying on a daily basis. 40 people hacked to death in Plateau. The best thing to hack to death is Nigeria. The more Nigeria breathes, the more people will die. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Director. It's been a good response from our people. The problem you had earlier, I think, is not overall, maybe in areas, but Radio Biafra has been heard from people who are calling in. What is amazing me, there is one of our sisters who says she's from Imo State, from Italy, but she came from Imo State. She told you that she has turned her radio down, and she didn't. And she was still listening to her radio. Even the second time she called again, she's still listening to her voice on the radio. Look, whenever you want to, Radio Biafra, you can hear all we said in the past 2 years. Even if today you are talking, if you hear your voice, go back tomorrow and hear the one I've already said. Our people should stop behaving like children. When you call Radio Biafra, please turn your radio off and listen. After you finish talking, go back tomorrow and, in fact, if you want to move the button, you can move the button to exactly where you want it to be. The button will follow you up, back, and then you listen to your voices. It doesn't make meaning if you are listening from what you're saying, and then the delay is making the person listening to you look stupid. Our people should learn. Simple question, simple answers, simple instruction, simple obedience. Do not turn your radio or any voice you are read or you are hearing from on while you're talking. As soon as you hear your name, you are on. Please turn any device you're using down or completely off. After you finish, you can go back and listen to what is happening. Tomorrow you can go back and hear your voice once again. Our people are not to be clever, but they're not showing it. They're not displaying it. Repeating 3 minutes every time, every day. Director, let me talk on a serious issue. This Asare Dokobo's case, we don't even know the reason why the guy has been arrested. Of course, we know
there is no reason. There is no reason. He went there, they picked him up. It was Obasanjo. The news we are getting is Yoruba people, they want to neutralize the military base of Goodluck Jonathan. They know that with Asare Dokobo free and roaming about, the militants in the Niger Delta will make oil lifting very, very difficult if you don't have Jonathan. So that's why they took him out of the equation. Simple. Very, very, very straightforward. He didn't come
in. But Director, It's unfortunate, as I said earlier, they will not keep those people quiet. And they will not keep Biafrans quiet. Remember what you said some few weeks ago, or if not days ago. If they arrest one of the director, 500 more standing by. If the only problem I have with this Asare business is, you are saying that you're a freedom fighter. They've given you some money before. You didn't invest it in your land. You went to European land and invested. This is the area I am finding a bit uncomfortable. Now, I like this guy for he is defending his area. He's defending his community vigorously. Now, all of a sudden, and lo and behold, this guy has amassed some wealth and now built a university. Not even in the land that he's protecting and Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He has gone elsewhere to develop. What is the difference between him and the Hausa Fulani? Oligarch, you have taken our money, send it to Dubai. If I tell you, those in the zoo, the amount of money they have stashed in Dubai, Emirates, you will not believe it, Director. Now, the Hausa Fulani, whose intention is bent on destroying Biafran, you are taking our money. Why not use it to develop Hausa land? Why not use it to put infrastructure for your people? The ranks are dead. This is why we call them oligarchy. Few people ruling others. Why can't you put some industries where your people could be very, very handy in doing things with their hands? No. Give it to foreigners. Let them develop their own country. When all of you are bloody sick, you are going to abroad to go and get treatment. And the money you have in your own land is enough to build and sink any hospital you want to and equip it with any kind of equipment that anyone can buy. We are bringing our money, we're sending it abroad to go and equip them, educate them, and our people are impoverished. And when you look on the television, you will see Africans being paraded as sick people in need. While our people are sending their money abroad, sending it everywhere. And every time you turn the television on, you will see African children. They are sick. They haven't got water. And the money that's supposed to be used to get the water and the medical facilities that he sent abroad, looking after other people, why Africans are paraded, to me, I'm being put down as if we are animals. It upsets me when I see this and all this advertisement on telly, treating us as people who live in trees, as they used to think about us about 15, 17 years ago. At the end, our people are stupidly playing into the hands of those who see us and parade us as animals. I said, freedom fighter, let's ask what you can build university. How many universities in your own town, in your own community? One of the things like this upsets me, you know. It's understandable.
Of course, we are all upset. What I find astonishing, Barrister, is this. A lot of people are listening to us today, most governments around the world, because of our Twitter campaign, which we must start gearing up towards next week Tuesday as well. What I find incredulous is that is the idea, that is why we are struggling, Barrister, with raising the needed funds for us to do what we need to do. Of course, unless we go into criminality, unless we go into stealing and all the rest of
it. We cannot.
And the problem is this, is that they will say that, oh, all these ones that have gone before, look at them. They've always been compromised. Look at MASOP and the leadership. They can't even travel abroad because of their criminality. They have kidnapped everybody from every country that they can't go anywhere. If they come here, they'll be arrested on kidnap charge. They go to US, the same thing. They are crippled. They are there. They will never come out again. Now, we have Asare Dokobo. The reason why he went to Benin Republic is that he himself knows that there will be anarchy in Nigeria. He knows that. He listened to what the US government said about anarchy. And he doesn't want his investment to be there. Even Shell is selling up their oil blocks. Everybody knows that the zoo will come to an end. What we are asking, advising the Europeans to do, what we are advising the United States to do, is to step in now and allow the amicable dissolution of the disgrace that calls itself Nigeria. People are dying on a daily basis. People are being killed because they don't want to live together. They hate each other. The only people that are in love with one another are the criminal few at the top, which unfortunately Asare Dokubo, of all people, as the Freedom Fighter, has joined them. Or was the KSD already? That one was compromised many years ago. People are thinking we are that way. And we are saying to them that we cannot be that way for the simple reason that we understand what freedom fighting entails. Number two, we are not intending to set up our headquarters in the zoo. Any day we'll set it up there, you know that Biafra has come. We will fight from outside. Most revolutions are fought from outside. We will go home to fight, but the planning, the logistics, everything will be done from outside to preserve the integrity of that very movement. When you are in freedom fighting, barrister, there are two things that are very, very important. It is the philosophy and the ideology that underpins it. Very, very critical. Once you deviate from that thing you said you're going to do, you are no longer a freedom fighter. You are no longer free. You are completely gone. You are finished. That is what our people must understand. We cannot be like them. Radio Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra, cannot be like those that has gone before. That is why we can't come out and say, this is one single thing we are doing. If you do it, you get Biafra. We know it is a lie. You cannot go to court and get Biafra. No court in the world was set up to grant you your independence. You can go to court to establish a case for what you are agitating for. But no court can pronounce you an independent state. It is a lie. Okwasikobo. It can never happen. Anybody saying, come, this is the way, it is a hopeless lie. It's impossible. It can never happen. That is one thing that people need to understand. If you are listening to Radio Biafra thinking we're going to lie to you, I ain't got to lie to you to pretend that things are going... No. Here we don't massage words. Here we don't give you warm words. We tell you the very simple, painful truth. If you want to get Biafra, you're going to have to fight for it. Fighting for it doesn't mean going to war necessarily. It means you have to force the zoo to give it to you. You have to force the breakup of the zoo before they give it to you. Or else nobody, America won't talk to us. We can shout on Radio Biafra from now till that kingdom come, nobody will listen to us. Until the pressure begins to mount, as we have done with Twitter. Until the fear that, oh my God, if you don't do anything, Nigeria will collapse. Only then will they come in. Go and ask everywhere. That is how it is done. Freedom fighting has been existing since man walked on this earth. Ours is not different. We are not going to court to wait for 20, 30 years to get freedom. That is nonsense. Absolute bunkum. It has never happened. People give me stupid excuses. People who are not learned, they give me stupid excuses with Bakassi. Oh, that Bakassi was in court after many years, Cameroon won. What utter nonsense is that? Bakassi is a dispute between two sovereign territories. Biafra is not sovereign. Biafra, therefore, cannot take Nigeria to court to go and seek any redress. It's impossible, regardless of who the agent is. No world court. There are two courts in the world, ICC and ICJ. None of them has the jurisdiction to determine the sovereignty of a nation. If you are a state actor or a non-state actor involved in the perpetration of crimes against humanity, they try you. If there is a dispute, boundary dispute between two states, they can try you. If there is a breach of a treaty, they can listen to it. What they cannot do is to grant you independence. It is impossible. Never tried before. We are not guinea pigs, and we cannot submit to that. Freedom fighting, our people must. That is our talking point this evening. What is freedom fighting? Barrister Mamezi, you must tell us your understanding of freedom fighting. I will start with Ikechukwu Enyiagu. He's on the line. He is our coordinator of coordinators. He will tell us his own understanding of freedom fighting. Freedom fighting, they don't understand it. You think if you go to meeting, Biafra will come? You think if you go to Yahoo email and write rubbish, Biafra will come? You think if you go on Facebook and say, all hail Biafra, Biafra will come? Is that what you think? Do you seriously think that us just tweeting alone will bring us Biafra? No. In combination with other things, Biafra will come. We studied this thing for 17 years, I can assure you. That is why we cannot lie to you. Any day we lie to you, we fail. You cannot lie to your people if you claim you love them. You don't lie to them. What are we lying for? Our transmitter is here. We are claiming it is at home. To serve what purpose? We are not broadcasting on the air. We go and write and pay a Yoruba journalist 10,000 naira to say, write that you are doing this. Oh, to serve what purpose? We cannot afford to lie to our people. We are not mass up. We cannot lie. I'm not saying to deceive them all. It's impossible. We cannot even lie to them to start with. We have bought your transmitter. It is here. We will ship it very, very soon. And it will go into our territory and we will mount it. We need your continued help. Freedom fighting means you need to fight for your freedom. That is what it means. Freedom fighting means you have to fight for it. If you don't have the stomach, you just see a bapu and do something else. We are very serious. Ikechukwu, you will address us now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much, Director. And good from here to all your friends and those of them listening in. You asked me to give my own view.
I need your understanding of what is freedom fighting. What do you understand as freedom? Yes. Because our people don't know the meaning of it.
Oh, thank you very much. Freedom is free. That is why it's called freedom. Freedom is given freely. Any man on earth should be free. So you grow up and begin to find yourself shackled with things you do not know about, shackled in.
Hello? Ikechukwu, your line is unstable. Can you hear me? Ikechukwu cannot hear me. His line is unstable. I pray that he comes back to me. Can you hear me? No, he can't. He cannot hear me. He was about to give us his views on freedom fighting before the line went. This is Radio Biafra. Let's see if we have somebody on the line. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are and your village, please. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Amazing. Maybe they're waiting to hear their own voice on the system. I do not know. But I must go to take this very call. There is a caller on the line, and we must ask them what their name is. What is your name, and where are you calling from, please? The caller on the phone.
Okay, my name is Azuke. Usually, I'm calling you from Nasarawa State, Nigeria.
Oh, you call from Nasarawa State. Please go ahead. You're a regular caller to this program. Please go ahead.
Okay, all right. I don't know what is going on. I have not been able to get Radio Biafra this evening. My darling Radio Biafra, I used to listen every evening and come back. So it's just like I'm in a prison since when I come back. I've been trying to get it through my BlackBerry, but it couldn't show me the right place I used to see and click the play. So I don't know what is happening. I'm in the dark now. Okay. I can't.
What I suggest you do is, are you able to, where do you listen to Radio Biafra from? Is it via YouTube?
No, from my, from browser. I will just.
Okay, from browser.
Type Radio Biafra. Yeah.
I want you to go to www. Listen very carefully.
Yes.
Indigenous.
I'm here.
Indigenous people of Biafra, all one word. Because we have our main website and we have two listening posts. Go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra, all one word, .org.
All one word.
Yes, indigenous people of Biafra, all one word. Just say indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Do you have access to Facebook?
No, I don't have, my Facebook is not working now, but I want to open another one so that I will join in Facebook.
You join us on Facebook, all these things I explained there. If you go to one website and you're having difficulties, then you go to another one. That's what you need to do. But thank you very much for reminding us, and thank you for coming to us to update us on that. Some people said they have problems, others said it is not much of a problem. Because they managed to get through and everything is working fine for them. Thank you very much for calling and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister Mamezu was with me and he has remained with me. And so is our coordinator of coordinators. I'm going to go to him in a minute to give us his views and his opinion. Everybody calling us on the main Skype line, please come back. Try and call us once again. We shall begin to pick your calls on that very line as well. I am now going to go to, before I go there, actually, let us go and take this call. We have a caller on. No, we have not. We don't anymore. We don't. We are waiting for them to try and come back to us on the main Skype line. I hope it hasn't crashed. I can't see any activity on it. Let us try Ikechukwu again and see if he's there. Can you hear me? Ikechukwu, can you hear me at all? Ikechukwu, can you hear me? No. He cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. I can see he is live. Let us go to Barrister Mamezu and see or gauge his understanding or appreciate his views on freedom fighting. Barrister Mamezu, in your own words, what is your understanding of freedom fighting, please?
Director, I can elaborate, but specifically, freedom fighting is somebody who takes part in an armed rebellion to a constituted authority in a bid to improve the condition of people. Are you there?
I am here. I'm listening attentively. Have you finished? You're answering like somebody when we are very small. If they ask you, can you tell me something? Just give one line answer and you stop. You must continue and elaborate.
Remember, I said I will elaborate. Now, freedom fighting can come in different ways. It can come through a very simple, rebellious manner. Or it could come via arms way. That is, you carry gun, you force the government out because they are not doing very well. Or it can come via civil disobedience. We don't want this anymore.
Hold
we want the government
hold
to
it
step
there,
down.
Barrister. Hold it right there. I know you're like a moving train when you start. Stop there. What you have just told me is that regardless of how you approach freedom fighting, none of it involves being obedient to your oppressor.
No, try that by me again, please.
I'm saying, from what you have just explained, freedom fighting has one ingredient to it. You cannot be obedient to the laws of the person oppressing you.
No, you can't.
I rest my case.
You can't. Well, let me go for the director, because there's something you raised earlier which I wanted to pursue, but you took off. Now, the fact is, you were saying earlier that the people, the Europeans, could not step in at this point in time before the heat gets on. And I'm trying to support you on that area. They are all listening, they are all watching, director. They wouldn't until when it comes to destruction. They will even help you to destroy your country in order for them to come and help you repay it. There's money-making area for them. Director, I'm being sincere now. There is a money-making area in any country that is at war. You have all these private companies that supply ammunition. Destroy it. After which, they go in and give you quotation. How many billions it will cost your country to be rebuilt? Now, the notice I'm giving to all of them, the Europeans, the Russians, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, wherever they are, Asians, U.S., don't stand aside and watch. Because if Nigeria is being destroyed, it will affect your interest. Because I know they do not go anywhere where there's no interest. Your interest, all of you, all European, America, everywhere, they have interest in that too. Now, the best thing you can do, because Biafra needs repairing, it needs restoration. We have nothing. It's a vast land. We need all infrastructures. You guys better come in now and help us. Let us do it peacefully. Because if you guys help us to destroy it, it'd be very, very limited, those who are coming there to help us to restore it. Because everybody's watching. This is why radio travels faster than anything else. We are preaching, we are talking, we are asking you people. All of you are hearing, but keep quiet until bombs start flying in there. Some of you will start supplying you ammunition to kill, to maim, and then you come in and give protection for the terrorists. You brought Christianity, but none of you have a simple godly mind in you. You brought us to be peaceful. None of you are peaceful. That's why everybody's making ammunition. Support poor African people so that they'll kill each other. And Christianity was flooded in our land. All of this, you could examine your conscience, because this money everybody wants to make, you will not take it to the grave. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. I concur. I agree with you in what you're saying. But nobody forced Obasanjo to go and open foreign bank account. Nobody forced Adisa Akinloye before now. Nobody forced Bola Ahmed Tinubu to take their money to the U.S. The U.S. people, the U.S. companies did not come and say to Abacha, bring your money to our country. They are businessmen. What do you expect them to do? You bring your money stolen from your own people. These are banks. What do you want them to do? To say no to you? They won't take it? Is it their job? No, it's not. You as a leader must know. What I find pathetic is that, you know, APC, the lineup of APC people. You can see Bola Ahmed Tinubu, he's there. And the other criminals. You see, there is... God, African people. There is no shame. You have stolen money. The bank accounts you have all over the world have been exposed. You still stand in front of the people. No journalist is asking questions. Nobody is saying anything. People are just there looking at them sheepishly. And these are the people that have been stealing the money from the people. These are the few rogues masquerading as politicians stealing. Let us come to the so-called freedom fighters. My understanding of freedom fighting is very simple. Is that you do everything humanly possible to make sure that your people are free. But one thing is paramount. You do not obey the laws of your oppressor. Any day you obey the laws of your oppressor, you are finished. You cannot get your freedom. It's as simple as that. So freedom fighting, in essence, is disobedience. You have to disobey the oppressor. And that's what we are doing by pointing out the evil that the Zoological Republic is. We are also giving Good Luck Jonathan a very simple advice, free of charge on the air, that if you want to be free, if you want to be alive, the best thing for you to do is to make sure that the zoo comes to an end. The zoo must come to an end if you want to be alive, or else they will do to you what they did to Ironsi. They have taken Asare Dokobo away. They are trying to clip your wings. They come to the last of Rotimi Amaechi, and that's it. And the rest is history. You'll be killed. And before U.S. can speak, they will say, we'll give you more oil blocks. That's all. And the oil interests will go and tell their government, please stop. It's the death of one other person. Just forget it. And that's it. This is the time for you to get us Biafra. Jonathan, we are addressing you direct. You give us Biafra and you'll be spared. You'll be a hero forever. Everybody will remember you until that kingdom come. Who knows about Shagari? Who remembers even Buhari, that he was head of state? Nobody. Nobody at all. Because they have not done anything for their people. If Good Luck Jonathan can bite the bullet and come out, we will protect you with our lives. And say we want Biafra. That is the end of the zoo. This world will remember you forever and ever. As a very brave man. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are and your village, please.
Nandi, good evening. First of all, you're speaking to Chidera Samuel from the PRO of South Africa. I'm calling from South Africa. I'm under Atlas 3, Item. Akano Item.
Akano Item, yes. They are warriors. Yes. Go ahead.
And also, I like the issue that you raised regarding about freedom. What is freedom fighter? Freedom fighter is something like the thing that is happening in Syria, because you have to force the government to out your way. There is no freedom fighter that is sitting down and eating with his enemy, obeying into policies. There is no way you can find a freedom fighter doing those things. Freedom fighter is people that fought and get what they want. That is what we are into. People must know that we are fighting for the freedom.
we are looking for our freedom. We are fighting for the future of our people, of tomorrow. The future of tomorrow, our children, because it's the legacy we leave is what we're gonna leave on this earth, like something that happened in South Africa. That was the point in time we reached. The youth come out in mass. They don't care whether they live tomorrow or they die. That is how freedom, that is what is called freedom fighter. Then we cannot be able to believe that we're gonna get it in internet or through tweeting or even protecting alone. Then the time is gonna reach. If they don't want, all of us gonna stop in Eastern region, in Biafra land. Nobody will go to market. Nobody will open a shop. Then the time is gonna reach. We will stop movement. That is how freedom fighters work. We stop everything. We pause. We cut the petroleum, the pipeline. Either we die or everything collapse. That is what freedom fighters does. When the time is gonna reach, we are going that way. We people must know that this freedom we are fighting is not something like we're gonna say we're gonna get it like you. You go to church, you pay your tithe, you come out. No. Freedom fighter fights with his last blood. That is what we have to do, to believe in mind. And everybody must know that. We are fighting for our... Nigeria cannot give us freedom. There is no way Nigeria can give us freedom. Just like that. Same way it goes. They cannot do it. There is no way they can do it. Let everybody know. People in America, people in Nigeria. Because when we start doing something, it's when world power will enter. If you are keep doing on radio, we are calling every day of our life. We keep calling. They will keep destroying people. They will keep, like, the lady that said there is no money anywhere. So, use all your money, go and keep it in Switzerland. I don't know which kind of people that... In fact, we're going to toss everything. Everything in that zoo. Everything in Biafra land. Everybody and see. That is what freedom fighters do. Thank you very much for this issue.
Thank you. You have explained it very well. I agree with you in total. I agree with you completely and totally. That is what is a freedom fighter. Freedom fighting is not doing one thing and folding your arms and saying, oh, it's over. I have done it. No. Freedom fighting is about standing on what you believe in and fighting for it. You disobey the authorities. You don't take laws into your hands. But what you must do is to disobey them. All those things that makes the zoo what it is. All those things that makes the zoo as bad as it is. You reject it, you repudiate it, and you say, no, I want to be free. That is what freedom fighting is all about. Freedom fighting is not about sitting, we are sitting at home. I want to get Biafra by peaceful means. We sit at home. I want to get Biafra non-violent. You sit at home. And they kill you. You sit at home. They bomb you in the north. You sit at home. They deport you and you sit at home. When you got tired of sitting at home, you started kidnapping your own people. It is even in the body, just like the white blood cells in the body. If they keep even the chemicals you have in the linings of your stomach, you know there is no machine in your stomach that grinds the food. They are all chemicals, very strong chemicals that dissolves or processes the food to make it, you know, easy to absorb and to digest. They are called digestive juices in your stomach. That is what breaks everything down. Even when you swallow a bone mistakenly. When there is no food in the stomach for these very powerful enzymes to act on, they begin to eat the walls of the stomach. That is why you have stomach ulcer. When you have a freedom fighting movement like MASOP that is sitting down doing nothing, they turn on themselves. Because nature abhors vacuum. Nothing stays in one place. If you leave your house and you travel for a very long time, if you come back, you see that you'll be taken over by cobwebs. Something must happen. In the absence of proper, well-articulated philosophy and ideology underpinning the struggle for Biafra, they turned into criminals. That was what happened. Today we have people, they don't know if they're freedom fighters or not. People are telling us we must obey the law in Nigeria. Oh, obey the law. We are in court. Obey the law. Obey the law. Obey the law. You ask them, give us a tentative date or estimate when we could get Biafra. They don't know. They say 20 years time. How in 20 years time? Are you telling me a court in Nigeria will go and say, come, come here, come. I hear you. Come, take your freedom. Then you have Biafra. What utter nonsense. You get your freedom by being rebellious. We reject Nigeria in its entirety. We will battle that useless zoo to the ground. We will destroy it. It's a promise we made to them, and it will happen. The same way they deleted the name of Biafra from the map, the same way they removed the bite of Biafra, my assurance to the zoo is that the name Nigeria will not exist. It won't exist. Ever. That is freedom fighting. You reject your enemies completely and totally. When we start, the world will ask us, but why are you fighting now? Let's try and resolve it. Then you know you've arrived. Not come. Come and take some money. Look at the criminals. Every 2-3 months, they go and pay newspapers in the Yoruba land. They say, right, they're going to arrest me. They're right. If nothing happens, we'll arrest people from Masop. They're agitating. All lies. A freedom fighter fights for the freedom of his or her people. Aung San Suu Kyi, for those that know Burma very well. Nelson Mandela, for those that know South Africa. Martin Luther King Jr., for those that know him very well. To an extent, Mahatma Gandhi, Che Guevara, Fidel Castro in his own time. A lot of other people that fought for the freedom of their people. Steve Biko died that Mandela may live. People don't know that. It took the death of Steve Biko and world revulsion to ensure that the white supremacist apartheid regime in South Africa did not kill Mandela. People don't know that. But that is a fact of life. Those are our role models. We intend to fight for our freedom. You can see how we still remember Steve Biko. There was a film about him. The world can never forget him. You can do your buying and selling and trading and you die. We'll forget you the next 2 days after we eat your rice at your funeral and drink gouda or stout. You'll be forgotten. Steve Biko will never be forgotten. The lives of Mandela will never be forgotten on this earth. Have we forgotten Martin Luther King? No. That is freedom fighting. Not going and dining with your enemies. Coming back and talking all manner of nonsense. Biafra is coming tomorrow. Ban Ki-moon is coming. Kofi Annan is coming. All lies designed to deceive our people. And I swore to God, as long as I'm alive, no human being will play with the name of Biafra and get away with it. Amube, they've not given birth to you. You cannot lie to our people anymore. Never, ever, ever will we lie to our people. It's impossible. You cannot claim you're doing freedom fighting and you're deceiving the same people that you're fighting for. Why are you deceiving your people? What for? We are freedom fighters. Barrister Mamezu must commence our descent this very evening. That this is Radio Biafra. Please, go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me? No. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. I'm hearing you and trying to see what is happening to our people and why things are going the way it is. You are fighting with your people and then you don't know that they are really fighting off you. Anyway, since we have already come to an end for this program, we are thanking our people and those who are able to come through. And tomorrow is another day. My people, let me advise you once again. Whenever you pick our calls, please listen, turn whatever device you're using down. It makes an adult conversation. It's very sensible that you listen to one side rather than to hearing yourself. If you want to hear yourself, buy a little tape recorder. Put your voice there and then replay. That is hearing your voice. Here on Radio Biafra, we are sending messages to where it's supposed to go to. To those who will support us in the liberation of our struggle. In the restoration of Biafra, that is what we do here every evening. As Director will put it, that we worship here on Radio Biafra. If you manage to get involved with us, please make a constructive talk. Let's discuss with you rather than you listening to your device.
We will say this, and you will still notice tomorrow. Somebody will still leave there, the phone running, and then asking, "I'm hearing you." Instead of them to hear instruction, they are taking it from their phone or from whatever device they're using. Before it turns around and hits back, we're delaying us. We don't have time here to wait. Because our people are dying on a daily basis. They are dying. Being killed by the half of Fulani Boko Haram. And the Europeans are there. You know, they like the potential. Now they have arrested Asare Dokubo. This is somebody I like so much because he was speaking on behalf of his people. And now he's going to build university elsewhere so that they don't destroy it when the country comes to destruction. All I'm saying to those who are listening everywhere, the Europeans, the Americans, the Asians, wherever you are, this is the time you step in and advise Goodluck Jonathan. Give up that shoe. Announce, if you like, tell the Hedrick, he's a military man, fly back to UK or go to America any state you want to. Tell the Hedrick to declare Biafra. And because if the Hausas are in charge of ammunition, they would have taken a long time and taken over power. That is the whole good thing you've done in that land. Giving the chief of staff to an evil man. Because this is what depicts about Biafras. We are not violent people. If an outside man was the chief of staff, taking over would have happened a long time. They kill you off and put one outside Fulani there. But this Hedjika has been loyal because it's not in our blood to kill and drink other people's blood. He has been loyal. Tell him to declare Biafra while you fly off. You'll be alright. They have given you one to tender your resignation before 2015. If you are a wise man, you take it. But of course, somebody in your position sometimes, they will become vehemently stubborn. And you, take Gaddafi as an example. He was given option to leave. He refused. He believed that those around him will support him and protect him. When you have been descended upon, only few people can stand. You have the option. They have given you a leeway. Resign, but not for them. Resign and declare Biafra. Leave the rest for us. They will not defeat us. The Western world are aware of what is happening. They have seen the scum. They have seen the wickedness. They have seen the atrocities committed in that zoo. Our money is abroad. No hospital. No good road. We are talking about Hausa Fulani Boko Haram. What about people who are dying on our roads? Because people die on a daily basis. Our life is no longer recognized. The people of Biafra are dying like chickens. Somebody once said, when the Hausa Fulani want to kill a goat, they will first of all pray. But when they want to kill a Biafra and they just put the knife on your neck or hack your head off or chop it off or blow you out of wherever you are. How long shall our people be dying? And the world are listening, waiting until when fire started burning, they will supply their own ammunition. And then come back and tell us how much it will be to restore that place. This is time. If you know you're God-fearing, and I suppose you should be, because you gave us the Bible to make us mellow. You gave us the Bible to restructure our behavior. Somebody will slap you. You give them the upper ear to slap 20 times. You made us and put us in that position. And then the Muslims are there killing. They don't fear. They don't care. And then tomorrow they tell us we are worshipping one God. One God where? Our own God is your own Allah. That allows you to kill. May God help all of you. Those who listen, tomorrow is another day. Dear friends, do not let down. Do not let go. This is the time for us to go home and remain where we are born and where we are brought. The land of flows we make and honey. East, west, north, south. Home is the best. We need to go home. We need to go home. God bless all of you. Thank you, Director. Good night.
You're a good man. Thank you very much. That was the voice of Barrister Mamezu. We thank all of you that got through to us today, and especially even those that didn't manage to get through, that tomorrow is another day. We are bringing the program to a close. I'm sure that most of you must have been, that listened to us this evening, now understand what a freedom fighter is. A freedom fighter does not lie to his or her people. That is number one rule. You don't deceive them. You tell them the truth all the time. Because freedom fighting is about life and death. So you don't lie to your people. So that you can develop and generate their confidence to be able to back you regardless of the circumstance. That is the solemn pledge we make to our people. we will not lie to you. There are detractors, there are deceivers, there are liars. Tell them, that's how you know. Tell them to go and to come on air so we can debate. We can debate with them all for 6 hours. We won't take any calls. But they won't come. They will not come. We promise them. They will say, oh, but they'll cut us off. No, but we can get independent adjudicators. In fact, come to the studio. We invite you to come to the studio of Radio Biafra. We'll sit down with you and debate live on air. If you like, we can go to a community hall somewhere. Not writing emails or writing nonsense on Facebook. Come face to face. Let us debate. Your approach and the approach of Radio Biafra and the indigenous people of Biafra. Let's see who the people will follow. You will understand that lies do not pay. They are afraid we will expose them. That is why they don't want to come in the open. That is why they do guerrilla tactics, hit and run. You write, you scribble nonsense from the anonymity of your bedroom, or hiding behind your wife's wardrobe or her wrapper, or where she puts her underwear. You write nonsense and you hide. Come in the open if you're a man. Ipota, outside, let's debate like men. But they won't. That tells you that they are children of darkness. They are not part of us. That is how you know a deceiver. They never ever come out in the open to debate. They hide. Every backward country in Africa abhors debate. Go and check. If you speak the truth, they arrest you and kill you. The same way Babangida killed Delegiwa. A murderer, former head of state, who is a murderer, a killer of defenseless, unarmed people. Babangida has never gone to war outside the country and conquered any territory for the idiots that call themselves Nigerians. But a quiet journalist, Delegiwa, that exposed MPN, exposed Fugerol, exposed the depth of the decay in the zoo. He sent him a parcel bomb, and he's a general. You murdered an unarmed journalist, and you're a general. Imagine what you do if you go and conquer territory for your people. Amazing. I feel sorry for them. I feel sorry for them sometimes, to be honest with you. That is how ignorant they are, the people in the zoo. This is Radio Biafra. It's been a pleasure having you today. We understand better what freedom fighting is all about, which is what we are here for. We are not here to obey Nigeria. We are here to cause civil disobedience. We are disobedient to the laws of the people killing us in the zoo. Anybody asking you to obey the laws in Nigeria, that person is a criminal. Ask the person, did Mandela obey the laws in South Africa? Did Aung San Suu Kyi obey the laws in Burma? Did Martin Luther King not defile the law, ask people to get into the buses and travel as free men and women? Which freedom fighter obeyed the laws of the oppressor? Tell me. There is none. That is why they email you and lie to you about what we are doing. They are afraid. Come in the open and debate us. We give you all the time in the world. I'm telling you, if you do so, if people see you, they will spit on you because they will know you're not a human being. This is Radio Biafra, because Biafra is our religion. That is why we preach Biafra every day without apology to anybody. Because we will not retreat and we can never surrender. They should watch and see what is going to happen to the zoo. We have nothing, that is true. Our people are very difficult, we understand that. But we are going to triumph against every odd. Because Chukwu Abiama is the God we worship. Via this radio station and every night. He will bless each and every one of you wherever you are. But more importantly, this God that never changes, this God who has endured from generation to generation, from eternity to eternity, shall bless and keep each and every one of you. That is why we say that this God will bless Biafra.